be the center. Praise the Lord, And compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. And compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. Transgressions from us.
I'll be reading from Philippians 3, 1 through 14. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again. It is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who worship the Spirit of God, who in glory in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for legalistic righteousness, faultless. But whoever was to my profit, I now consider a loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, and that I may gain Christ and found in him, not in having righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but from that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained all this, or I have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have take hold of it, but one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
As we continue our worship service this morning, we're going to have a time of communion together. So I just want to invite you, if you could, if you're on the back row, we'll do back row first. If you can just make your way down here and pick up the elements, and then we will and just bring it back to your seat, and we will all do them together at the same time. Philippians 4, 4 through 9 says this: Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. Lord, this morning, when we look at these words of Paul, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, think about such things. Lord, when we hear those words, what better way could we respond than thinking about you, Jesus? For you are the one who is true, noble, and pure, righteous. Lord, this morning we remember your body that was broken. Lord, to tear down all the walls. Lord, to make us whole again. Lord, we take this bread symbolizing your body this morning. Lord, we thank you that, like the Apostle Paul, thank God we don't have to rely on our own religious acts anymore. Lord, we put our pretending, our trying to impress you aside, Lord, and we rejoice in your blood that speaks a better word for us. Lord, your blood that has torn down every wall that has separated us from you, God. We thank you that by your blood, Lord, we've stepped into a new covenant that's not based on the best that we can do, but the best that you can do, God. And Lord, we take that cup this morning, rejoicing in your grace. And we just say, Lord, who is like you? Join me in rejoicing in the Lord this morning. Sing this out.
Who is like our God? 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 Holy and intimate, tender and strong, patient and kind. Who is like our God? Ain't nobody else. Who? Thank you.
sovereign and merciful. All of man's glory fades away like a spring flower in the rain. No fallen angel is worthy to be worshipped, nor anything created. No, no, no.
We are. Okay. We were threatening to do a rock opera for Philippians, and it's about as close as we can get. You know, there are finally three verses that I've left out from Philippians that we haven't covered, so I feel like, just to be a legalist here, we have to cover these last few words, but they're good ones. Philippians 4:20 through 23, Apostle Paul writes this: "To our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings, and all God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Be with your spirit. Amen." Lord, I pray that for every person here today, every person that's even listening to the podcast from other parts of the country, Lord, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Lord, we ask that. May everyone find your presence, your grace, compelling us on, leading us, directing us. May we find the power that comes from you welling up inside of us. May we find your love spilling over, your rejoicing overflowing in our lives. And whatever we do, God, our marriages, our jobs, our families, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Well, not a bad way to end Philippians, huh? All right. Well, God bless you guys. Thank y'all for coming. And if you've ever been to a wedding at one of those places that does a wedding and then a reception afterwards, that's kind of what we do here. We're going to put the chairs up against the wall and put out some tables for our newcomers' lunch. So you're free to hang out for about 15 minutes, and then if you're in here after that, you're eating lunch with us, all right? God bless you.
Me, Lord. Oh, walk with me. my friend. Oh,